You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
So low, shout out OCT. No real cap, call out what we see. Whole game ready, ball of blitz on three. No, you can't stand on it on 2 feet. I already know you can't ball with me. Cause have it up with the squad and me. They get a letter, they calling me. Ball alert. Ball alert. Ball alert. Ball alert.
Ball alert, welcome to the Ball Alert Show podcast. I go by the name of Ferrari Simmons.
I go by the name, you know, BT.
OCT, what up?
Booze Badass is in the building.
Booze!
Booze!
We got some snaps.
Just in case you missed it.
R.I.P. to the living legend, Tina Turner.
I love Tina Turner. Yeah. I love the movie.
What was your favorite part of the movie?
Him beating her ass.
Oh my gosh! What?
I gotta keep it real. Like, you know, that was...
Oh, man.
You know, I kind of grew up on that. You know, my daddy hit my mama.
Oh, that's terrible.
It wasn't funny, though. It wasn't funny then, but seeing that movie, it was like, you know, it was real.
Mm-hmm. Did you use a lot of Tina Turner and Ike references in your music?
Nah, not really.
Kim K says that Kanye's internet shenanigans will be far more damaging to their kids than her sex tape.
I think she's saying that because Kanye's voice is so powerful. And that she's like, I feel like she's trying to be done with the whole like sex tape thing.
She would never be done.
And but you know, when I saw the clip, she was like, he keeps talking about it to the town and to everybody. So I think she's more upset that it's like, man, he keep bringing this ish up. You know what I'm saying?
Now I feel like when kids understand their parents, they look at that like they arguing.
Okay.
That's mom and dad arguing. But it won't be detrimental as sin. Your mama with a dick in her mouth. It's different. You know, it's different.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I just feel like she should accept that shit. Stop trying to, bro. That shit was fire. That shit, you built a whole motherfucking
empire.
$1 billion.
Man, just say I beat the fucking game.
Yeah.
Mm. I wouldn't be denying that shit trying to. Bro, just like me, I'm me. Mm-hmm. I'm me. Most of my past is going to follow me forever. Fuck it. But we all different people. But I feel like Kim could say, yeah, bitch, that was my nigga. We fucked. Everybody done fucked. We got paid. Everybody done fucked and been put on camera. Mm-hmm. You done did it with your girl. Come on. I wouldn't be high. Yes, that's me. We rich as fuck.
The only person lost in the deal is Ray J.
She got triple riches him, but yeah, he still got a lot of shit going. Ray J got his hands in a lot
Ray
of
J
shit.
Ray J getting to the bag now.
He getting to the
Ray
money,
J getting
bro.
To the like, money now.
He getting to the money, bro. Don't think he on some broke shit, bro. Ray J still got his hands in some shit.
Nah, Ray J my dog.
Big baller. I'm a baller.
LeBron is considering retirement, which I think is fake. Do you think LeBron's coming back?
I think he should hang it up.
Damn.
Damn.
Yeah. LeBron has nothing left to prove.
I agree with that.
The king has nothing left to prove. I should think he should go out on his high horse. Okay. Because I don't want to see 2-3 more years of LeBron and it don't be what I want to see.
Facts. I agree with
so
that.
So as a fan,
I agree with that.
You got the scoring title this year. You got the scoring title this year.
Don't you think that this season was a success? I don't think
Hell no.
They were gonna make
it this far. As me as a person, if you don't get that chip, it ain't a success. Thanks. That's how I feel.
That's how
I agree with that. That's how the owners think too.
That's how I feel as a person.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Two don't matter. Three don't matter.
Okay.
If you don't get that chip,
okay,
it was a failure.
I think he gonna take a year off. If he does decide to retire, then he's going to take a year off.
Man, LeBron did it. He played a hell of a year this year, bro.
He definitely did.
And he was hurt.
He did not play like no 38. He played a hell of a year this year. I don't want him to come back. You got these 19, 18-year-old
coming,
putting nuts all on LeBron's head. Hell no, I don't want to see it. King James, ride on the high horse, man. You did your shit. You're great.
Now, we're actually bringing this up because you're here. Did you watch the fight? Wait, you were at the fight?
Devin Haney? I watched it.
You watched it. You upset?
I watched the fight, though. I feel he beat him totally.
Okay.
Like, I feel he beat him totally. Like, you know, like, I just feel boxing is rigged.
Just about money.
That shit, just about money. You fight your heart out. Then everybody telling me you gotta knock him out. This dude, I just.
And you see, the guy was crying after
he was
breaking down crying.
Everybody in my state was, Boosie, you, it's over with for you. I had walked out. I'm like, it's over.
And you won.
And I won. I'm sitting in that motherfucker like, what the fuck? How? I watched every round. I was smoking, but I wasn't too fucked up. I saw this shit clearly. And I'm a Devin Haney fan. I fuck with Devin Haney. I love the relationship him and his dad got.
Yeah.
I follow his dad on Instagram. But I was like,
what
the...
You don't think that was a fair win?
And Pops declined the rematch, so we ain't gonna
like,
get a rematch.
He keeping that win.
Of course he's gonna keep the
bro,
win.
Yeah. Hey, bro,
I want to fight him back either.
You heard what Shakur said when he say, "Man, I feel like Lomachenko should be champion."
Mm-hmm.
Everybody, bro, it was clear as day to me. Like mm-hmm. you know, so
you know, a fight they got to set up, right? They got to set up Devin Haney and Tank. Mm-hmm. I feel like that's why they couldn't let him lose, because it's so much money.
It's too much money.
Right.
But I be feeling like you're supposed to be, you lose, you lose.
Facts.
I agree with that.
That's how life is. That's what they were trained for. We wouldn't train to lose because of money. Yeah. You train to win on athleticism. You ain't trained to lose. If I beat him motherfucking 10 rounds, I don't got to knock nobody out. Sugar Ray Leonard ain't knock your ass out.
Fight over. You win 10 rounds.
Florida ain't knock your ass out.
Thanks.
So who do you think will win between Devin and Tank?
I got my money on Tank. Okay. You know, you got to take that left hook. Can you take it? You know, and what I saw from Devin Haney, the last fight, he can't beat Tank fighting like that.
Okay.
You know, I'm not saying, you know, different fighters have different techniques, but the way he fought, dropping his guard, opening his...
Tank gonna get that.
If Tank hit him with that left, he's not gonna be able to take all those lefts and rights he took from that other guy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But
okay.
I think it's gonna be a 12-round brawl, because both of them got that. I think they gonna go in there like this.
Ego.
You know, like, you don't really see, you young. Tommy Hearns and Marvin Hagler.
How they was fighting?
Slugging.
Boom. I'm talking about the...
Boom, the whole time.
I'm talking about...
Boom, 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 boom.
I'm talking about they going crazy.
Yeah.
That's what I want to see.
Oh, yeah.
Because I don't be liking to see the technique the whole fight. I don't want to see that.
I want to see how Mike Tyson was coming in fight. He coming in fight. No technique. Somebody get knocked out first round.
I'm ready to see Crawford and Spence.
Lil Boozy in the building. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, more of the Baller Show podcast, available everywhere you get your podcast. Boozy badass in the building right here on Baller Alert.
We'll be right back with more of the Baller Alert Show.
You're listening to a special edition of the Baller Alert Show.
Hey, it's your boy Boosie Badass. You locked in with the Baller Alert Show.
We appreciate you pulling up on us, sir.
Yeah.
Big fans of you, obviously. Are you a Saint fan?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Who that?
I just making sure.
Yeah, who that? Atlanta know, the whole Atlanta know.
Damn.
Yeah, I go through the mall screaming.
You having the whole shit on.
I go through the mall with my Saints stuff on.
Damn.
And all the Falcons fans be messing with me. I go upset. Singing who that. But I'm a Hawks fan.
Yes.
But I'm a who that.
I love when you and Desi attend the games together.
Yeah, me and Desi, that's my boy, bro. I'm starting to like to hang around comedians. They make your life better. They make you less violent.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of life, you know, take us back to Baton Rouge, young Boosie, little Boosie.
It was fun. Like, the hood was fun. Like, that's all I can remember, you know, like, it was fun as far as us playing.
Right.
As far as my family, it was,
but
you know,
growing up, like, in the murder capital at that particular time.
Yeah.
How is it for a young Boosie to grow up and maneuver through that within the hood and the family?
Nah, you just adapt to it. You don't maneuver through it.
Okay.
All this stuff you see, basically, you end up participating in, you know, to stay alive.
When did the music come in? At what age?
The music came in early. My mom and them, my people them, they throw suppers. Suppers in the South is where people sell plates and play music all night and dance. So I would hear music all night. 70s. I know music from, it was always around because of those parties and stuff. So I was like born into music. I was rapping at 9, 10, 12 years old, and I just got to a point that I was the best rapper in the hood.
Did anybody influence that?
Tupac was like my everything. And I lost him at an everything age, 13 years old.
Mm.
So that age is like when you really love somebody. You know, you really love your artist at 13. So Tupac was like my motivation that I can talk about what I see every day and get money off it.
Well, I got a question. 'Cause Tupac was murdered. And I'm a big mental health guy. How did that affect you?
I cried, bro. I'll never forget. I was walking down the street bouncing a basketball. I had knew he was shot and everything, but I thought he was gonna survive. And OG from the hood roll out the window and say, "Boosie, your boy just died, Tupac." And rolled up the window, and that's when he told me.
Dang.
I was dribbling my basketball walking down the
street. Damn. All right, so I feel like I've seen three different versions of Boosie. I seen the Boosie that motivated me when you was counting the money.
Yeah.
We was just talking about that.
If you see a 20, you see a 50, I'm puss.
Yeah. That shit, the first young nigga counting money. And
that shit motivated me to get me some goddamn money. I was working at a Japanese restaurant, and I remember I kept saying, "Hey, can you pay me in cash?" I always wanted to get paid in cash because I saw that fucking video. Was that just a spur of the moment thing?
Yeah, that was a spur of the moment. It wasn't planned or nothing. I don't know what.
10 minutes straight.
Yeah.
I motivated a lot of people.
Then Boosie gets locked up.
Yeah.
And that affects me. I'm in college at the time. Affected me.
Okay.
I was like, damn, my guy's gone.
Yeah.
I think that made all of us sad.
What's going through your mind when you are down?
I can't wait to come back. That's what was going through my mind. Because I knew the case on me was bullshit. That's what I knew. I knew they didn't have enough to convict me.
You said this. Why they kept you so long? Is that just how the law worked?
Because I had more charges in prison. I had a charge where bringing marijuana into prison with my lady, and
so
my lady can walk.
Now when Boosie gets out, Boosie swole a little bit. Remember that?
Yeah, I would have came home in 12 after my murder charge, just so my baby mama wouldn't go to jail. More time.
Salute. I always wanted to ask you this question. So you was in jail just working out?
I was in jail. I was working out. You know, like, jail wasn't that bad for me, bro.
Okay.
It was bad knowing that I was away from my children. But when I got off death row, I was laid out. You know, I was laid out like a celebrity.
Oh, they had you on death row?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was on death row for 3 years.
Did you ever any time think that, like, it might be over?
Nah, I had faith. You know, all that flash your head, you know, when you around so many negative people. Like, they was negative. A lot of people be negative in there, and but I had faith, man, you know. It's just like Louisiana, if you catch a death row charge, they send you to death row already if you fighting it, because they don't think you're going to
beat it. What was the charge while you were on death row?
I had murder for her.
Okay.
Yeah, I was on death row for 3 years, and after that, when I beat it,
I was
able to go in population.
When you beat it, did you cry?
I cried in the police car when I was on the way back to the jail. But I ain't crying from my people. I like to stay strong in front of my
You're a man's man. You just want
if I break down, I feel like everybody else gonna break down.
So they didn't when you talk about, you know, they rolled the red carpet out for you. Did you at any time when you was in prison, did you feel like maybe you don't need to be in general population?
Nah, I gotta go in general population. If not, you're a pop. That's how people lose their mind. You sit in a cell all day
by yourself
for years, by yourself, nobody's talking to you.
No social skills, none of that.
Man, that shit, that's what fucks with you. That's what fucks with you. But when you're in population, you're around people talking, you're interacting with people, you're rapping, it takes you out the world.
Okay.
You know, if you're not in population, you can't get hands on, you can't get contact visits.
Right.
That means you have to look through the window at your family and meet. But if you're in population, you come to the table like this.
Right.
And, you know, as me, I'm a man. If you got yourself in this position, you have to stand up in here to see your children.
Mm-hmm.
It's not about we're trying to be hard or whatever. It's you either go in population or you can't touch your kids. So, you know, I'm a man, you know, like, prison is, it's kind of like the hood. Okay. It's kind of like the backyard. You learn from older people. You just gone, you know. You right, talking right. to women you might can't get.
So prior to you going in, you was popping with the music. You was
I was popping.
You was. How did you adjust to, you know, trying to get your name back up?
Because the internet's out now.
I got like a following that stick with me wherever I go. Like, they was waiting on me to come home to support me regardless. You know, they don't just love me for my music, they love me as a person. That's what a lot of people don't understand. A lot of my fans, they love my music, but they also love me as a person. And a lot of rappers can't say that.
You got people that really enjoy your content online.
Yeah, because it's real.
Yeah.
I ain't sugarcoating shit. I'm just...
You just speaking on whatever you feel like speaking on.
Yeah. And it's how I feel.
It's how you feel. Why your Instagram keep going away? And how this the longest I done seen you had this one.
You know, after they took my one with 13 million.
Yeah, that shit had me.
The shit I be saying about them on Twitter, I probably wouldn't give me my Instagram back.
Do you and Vlad ever argue?
Nah, man, Vlad ain't never really argue.
You know? I feel like you the only guest on there that Vlad actually enjoys when they come on there.
We do numbers, you know, he pay me good, you know,
So why do people say Vlad is the police though?
I've never incriminated nobody on there. You know, I've never said nothing to start a beef on there. You know, I've never had no backlash. Everybody loved my interviews on Vlad.
So you're saying you're saying you know how to handle yourself on the
Yes,
interview.
And you should know how too if you're a criminal. Or you're a rapper. It's just sometimes rappers go on there and don't forget they're criminals. You can't blame Vlad. You can't blame him. What the fuck?
They be mad at Vlad, man. People always
like, what the fuck? Like, you got, you know, people do that because I don't know, but you know, you can't if you incriminate yourself about something.
I want to get a little deep real quick.
How the hell I been in all these damn interviews? I ain't never incriminated myself.
That's what I was always wondering.
Yeah.
How the fuck are the police?
Facts.
Now, Boozy, he ain't sent me to jail.
And now, Boozy, I want to ask you this question. It's a little.
I've been eating with this man a million times, eating steak at the table, shit all around me, weed, everything. Why you send me to jail? God damn, man.
Hey, listen, look.
The same motherfuckers want to talk that shit. They want a Vlad TV interview right now. If you call the same motherfucker talking that shit and say, Vlad wants you, where you think they going?
They going to see Vlad.
Yeah, man. Leave me alone. Leave me. Y'all, hey, I know. And hey, bro, and like he said, bro, I wake up to this in my email, like, who said Vlad the fucking police? I'll be like, God damn.
They do be saying
he
that.
He has an email. He has a motherfucking Instagram. Yeah,
thanks.
Bullshit. Vlad just got that boy just died. He went on Vlad.
Now, that was a crazy story.
Hey, bro. They like, bro, bullshit, the boy died and he went on Vlad TV. Woody.
Died like 48 hours.
They said
the
Vlad is
out too.
Cursed. I think Ben Zeno said that.
You might as well say Empire Records cursed.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, man.
Here we go.
If we going to talk about motherfuckers, if we going to start picking, everybody go over there die. Damn them, shit. I watched the tape. If we going to keep it real, shit.
Okay.
Everybody right. Go over there, R.I.P. Fuck.
Listen.
Yeah, and I'm saying it because I want my fucking money.
Oh, they owe you some money?
Yes, sir. We in a lawsuit right now. I need mine.
Next question. Right. Trying to get deep, unfortunately. We both lost somebody that's close to us. Trouble was my guy one time from Mama Kathy.
Yeah.
When you lost Trouble, how did that affect you?
That hurt me, bro, because that was my partner, bro. That was like all I had in Atlanta, you know. That was my boy, bro, you know. My nigga, we hang out all night.
Yeah.
He just like a red Boosie. He was a real nigga, bro. Like, he was a special person, bro. Like, a leader.
I like how you definitely include him in a lot of the things you do.
All the time.
Communicate with his mom.
I'm here for
like
his
that.
Mom. I'm here for his family. Oh, my nigga. He called me all the time. Oh, my nigga.
And correct me if I'm wrong, proceeds to some new music is going to Tekoff's family?
Yep. My rocket, man.
Now, what's this going on in your backyard, man? What are you building back there?
Nah, I can't really tell you what I'm building. Okay. They just put that on there. But
yeah, that shit going everywhere.
I'm building something real.
Boozy building the neighborhood for
it's
a family.
Called Las Vegas, Georgia.
Las Vegas, Georgia. Fire.
My first one up top called Miami, Georgia.
Now, is this Airbnbs or?
I don't really want to put it out there. Right. Somebody put that shit out. I really want to present it.
Who the hell got that? The video there.
I want to present it when it's up.
Okay.
How much land is that?
Yeah, I got the showgirls going to be walking with the thing. I got three mermaids that lay there with their mermaid suits on. You got to come to one of the topless parties, bro.
No, I'm married now, man, so I don't know.
Oh, okay. Well, you can't come.
You know, yeah. That's
why, you can't, yeah,
that's
you
why
can't D,
that's why DC hosts.
It's your first time, too. You can't come because I'm going to get your dicks up. I'm telling you, you can't come.
I can't come, bro.
You can't come. I'm telling you now.
Well, BT's can BT's probably come.
Okay, you know. Well, I like to show my people a good time. It's out of control.
I'm telling you right now,
if you're a married man, you do not need to be there.
Yeah, I love Tanisha. I'm chilling.
You love your girl. Do not disrespect her. Like, I'm telling you. The camera will be on you. I'm telling you. I'm not hide. Get the fuck on. It's not for... It's for people who like to...
You know, yeah.
Indulge in
the activities.
Freely. Just
Yes. Let's talk about this music.
Yeah, Rocket Man, it's doing great right now. Yeah. And I dropped a single, Black and Beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
I think this album gonna be crazy. I named it the best album of 2023 because I feel it's the best album of 2023.
When's the date?
June 2nd.
June 2nd?
Yeah.
Now, you've done movies before. Do you have any more movies that you plan on doing?
Yeah, I'm thinking I'm finna shoot one this summer called The Little Saints. I got one called No Honor Amongst Thieves finna drop at the end of the summer. I'm shooting The Little Saints, me and Desi Banks this summer. I just gotta get Desi scheduled.
Mm-hmm.
So movies my passion right now. It's what I like to do. I like directing. I write them, I direct them. It's a passion. I like doing it. Like, mm-hmm. So movies is a part of my repertoire and my bankroll.
You own 100% of your movies, right?
Yeah. And I put them on my own website, BoosieMovie.com.
I knew you were upset about certain people not showing up to your premiere. This next go around, will you be inviting those same people?
Yeah. You know, I always try to get fish out to sea even if they ain't biting.
Mm. I like that.
You know what I'm saying? I'm going to still throw my hook out there.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? They might feel guilty from the last time.
They show up.
But
is your celebrity?
With me, you know, you gotta understand. I'm a vocal person who's kind of out there, and a lot of people in the industry, they have a big team who make their decisions, and a lot of people's decisions are to stay away from Boosie on the certain things I speak about. They don't want to be drug into my shit. Mm-hmm. You know, I have problems where I do features with motherfuckers, they don't hit the album. You know, a lot of shit be going on with majors trying to X me out. But I ain't going nowhere. Like, you know, as they see, I'm not going nowhere. And it just be motherfuckers, they be pinpointed, bro. They don't be, a lot of these dudes can do a lot for people, but they don't stand up to their label.
Is your celebrity crush still Rihanna?
I don't fantasize Rihanna as much as, you know, I used to fantasize wanting to fuck her. I don't fantasize her as much as since she had the child. I still love her as wanting her to be Rihanna, be successful. Mm-hmm. I like her being a mom or not.
Okay. Mm.
I ain't really just, you know.
Is it somebody else now that?
Now she's a MILF to you, you think?
Yeah, like she's like a MILF. Yeah. I'm fucking with the MILF shit, yeah.
Now, is Boosie ever gonna get married?
I don't think so.
Damn.
Why not? I can't say never, but I just I don't know. I can't say never.
Okay.
But I ain't looking for marriage.
Would you want any more kids?
Oh yeah, I'm babysick right now.
Really?
Yeah, I'm finna put this bitch in somebody. I ain't put nothing. I swear.
Like soon?
Yeah, this bitch finna die. This pig lip the poke side.
Oh my God.
I ain't put nothing on this motherfucker. All that shit.
Yo, I just got what he said.
Meat to meat. Fuck that, man. It been 7 years. I ain't never went this long.
So what do you look for in a baby's mom, I guess?
Man.
Yeah, what?
I kind of wanted a Chinese baby mom. Because I wanted a little boy with a Chinese Boosie face. The Kong will go straight through that bitch. I wanted a little boy with a Chinese Boosie face.
Yo.
Okay.
But I don't know if that's going to happen.
Maybe like Karuchi?
Yeah. I wanted a little... But I'm just baby sick right now. I've been seeing all these little babies, and I'm good with babies. And I'm just, you know, I'm ready to nut somebody, man. I'm ready to have another baby. Bro, I ain't gonna even lie, that shit been on my heart for like.
Well, your DM's about to go crazy when they see this.
Yeah, I don't want no anything now. I know how to pick mine. I done picked wrong a couple of times.
What are some of your turnoffs? Bitch,
looking at something I saw in somebody else. And I got 5-6 of them to look at. And if I see them characteristics in you, bitch, no. Because I know what you going to do.
What does that mean?
What I just said. If I see the characteristics and one of the baby moms who done called me hell, no.
Yo, you a fucking hilarious dog.
Yep. But me and my baby mom is good right now, so I ain't had no problem with my baby moms in a minute. That's because I ain't fucking none of them.
It's going to stay that way.
Yeah, man, if you don't have sex with your baby moms, it ain't no problem, bro. Can't nobody say nothing. Can't nobody tell on you.
Well, you know, like Country Wayne said, you got to set them free.
Yeah, that's right. And it become all about the kid. That's why them niggas be having them problems, bro. You still fucking. You still going over there. That's why she can tell your bitch shit. You just can't tell no bitch shit about me because we not fucking. You got to stop fucking your baby mama if that ain't your bitch. That's where all the problems gonna be. Now she disrespecting the other bitch, she busting shit. You gotta let them go, bro.
Well, speaking of women, we have a game called the Baller Blitz.
Oh, shit.
Uh-oh.
Let's go.
We have sex, marry, kill.
Sex, marry, or kill?
Yeah, you have sex with them, you would marry them, or you would kill them.
Yes, so it's three options, okay? So the first one, Sukiyana, Fantasia, or Ice Spice?
I would fuck Ice Spice. I would marry Fantasia. And Suki might try to cut my dick off, so I'm going to kill her.
Okay,
we got Sugar gonna be chopping each other up. Sugar might try to cut my dick off.
Okay.
I'm a killer. I'm telling you from my three instances with them.
You had a baby mama like Suki?
Oh yeah, I had a baby mama like Chrisean Rock.
Okay. Well, that leads me to the next round. All right. Sex, marry, kill. Tia Mori, Lizzo, or Chrisean Rock?
Sex, marry, kill. Marry, sister.
Yeah, Chrisean Rock and Lizzo.
And what's the other two for Chrisean Rock and
Lizzo and Chrisean Rock?
You know, what's the other two?
Marry or kill.
Marry or kill.
I mean, sex.
No, sex or kill. Sex or kill. Who you gonna have sex with? Chrisean Rock or
Lizzo?
I ain't
fucking no fat bitch. I have before.
Was that not a good experience?
Yeah, I done fucked a couple fat bitches. Nah, they was cute. I ain't gonna lie, I done fucked some fat bitches. I done fucked a couple fat bitches.
Were they good?
They were pretty good. I ain't gonna lie. Why
would Lizzo be out of the question over Chrisean Rock?
I'm gonna fuck Chrisean Rock for Lizzo. I'm sorry.
So you kill a Lizzo. Okay.
I'm sorry.
All right, we got one last one. Sex, marry, kill. Jennifer Hudson, Glorilla, or Summer Walker?
Say the three people again.
Jennifer Hudson.
Marry.
Glorilla.
That's marriage material.
Okay, Glorilla or Summer Walker?
Glorilla.
That's a good one. I'll fuck her.
So you gonna kill Summer Walker?
I don't know, man. I fuck with Summer Walker too.
Summer Walker, yeah.
I fuck with Summer Walker too.
You would no, pick I Summer feel, Walker no, I, no. over ma- marriage material?
Yeah, Jennifer Hudson made more marriage material than Summer Walker.
Oh. Okay.
Summer Walker get, you know, she, I feel like she, I fuck with her music, but I feel like she more pop out material.
Hmm.
Okay.
She more pop out material. Like,
so like just a girlfriend?
Yeah. Like, you know, she already a baby mama. So she a pop out material.
Hmm.
Okay.
That ain't really wife material because she already kind of situated.
Okay.
The love has to be off for me to be wife material. You see what I'm saying? That's how I feel. I might be wrong about other people, but the love has to build to be wife material. I feel like she's already situated and been through. I just feel like she's more pop-out material. I like to pop out with her instead of handcuff her.
So you would have sex with her and then kill Glorilla then?
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
I'm really? Lost for words. I mean, I would fuck both of them. I mean,
sex, fuck.
It would be. I would have to base that on whoever. I would have to see them, and whoever look in my eye the hardest, and that's what I would. That's how I would pick.
Okay.
That's how I would know
who to kill.
Who to kill and who to fuck.
Okay.
All right.
Appreciate you, sir.
On the Baller Blitz. What's next for Boosie?
Yeah.
I want an island.
You want your own island?
I'm looking at an island right now, so.
Okay.
Trying to wait
what
on.
What coast?
Belize.
Okay.
Okay.
You have a TV show coming. I feel like you need to be on TV.
I don't really want to do no reality shit because really they not talking enough money.
Mm. Right.
You know.
Because that was in the rumblings before.
Yeah, but if every fucking company in the world wants me to do a reality show, why it haven't been done?
Right.
Mm.
Yeah. You know, because you're looking at Boosie like he's not this when he's that, or you wouldn't be talking to me.
Right.
You know, you just don't want to feed me what I want.
That money.
You know, and that's basically it when it comes to me. If I was another person, they would love to pay me
XYZ
amount of money. But because I think it's because I'm me, when I ask for that type of money that Ghost from Power might ask from, it's a situation.
Well, Ghost from but Power didn't get that money.
Yeah, I said, right, they don't want to pay him neither. Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm saying, but I'm not folding.
Yeah.
Right. He folded.
I see
what you're
See what I'm saying?
Understood.
I'm not folding. I know what I'm going to do on TV. You turn that motherfucker on. I know.
I'm watching.
I'm going to take a shit on there. I'm going to act a damn fool. You pay me some fucking money to act a damn fool? I do this shit for free on live. You pay me the right money, but you gotta pay me the right money because I got so much shit I'm doing in my life.
Right.
I'm shooting movies. I'm putting out records. I'm doing all this shit.
You have kids and potential new kids.
I'm trying to make new kids.
You got a state.
What's gonna make me stop? You have to make me stop.
Right.
And I'm willing to entertain that, but make me stop.
You've been very vocal about, you know, I feel like more than most artists when they talking about the industry, because I feel like when you feel like somebody's a rat, they're a rat.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like everybody is shocked by Lil Durk responding to how he feel about Gunna. How do you feel about that situation?
We'll be right back.
Stay tuned
with more of the Baller Alert Show.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
You're listening to a special edition of the Baller Alert Show.
Hey, it's your boy Boosie Badass. You locked in with the Baller Alert Show.
Lil Durk responded to how he feel about Gunna. How do you feel about that situation?
He a rat. Yeah, he a rat. He's a certified rat. You know, I've been said. I was the first one. I don't hold my tongue.
You tweeted it.
Yeah. I don't hold my tongue for nobody. That's just me. You know, and I just don't hold my tongue for nobody. Like, you know, like, a lot of people as regular citizens or
civilians.
You know, civilians.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
When you sign and jump into this street shit and all this shit and rap it too and get paid millions off it, so you can double dip. Now you're double dipping and going against everything you rap about. Like, I don't feel less fair, and I don't hold my tongue for somebody who does that, because you made so much money off saying you would never do that.
Damn.
Why you didn't go on your fucking song and say, I'm a rat, bitch, I'm a rat, I tell on a nigga, like, why you didn't do that?
Damn.
Why the fuck you didn't do that? You made money off telling our whole generation to be stand up.
Well, just like 6ix9ine, do you think he has a career ahead of him in rap with Gunna?
Probably in another country or something. I don't think so. Not out here, because we's out of here. You heard Weezy say, he a rat. We's out of here.
Yeah,
everybody who you wanted.
That's his producer. Weezy.
That's who made
that's
all
his
the
main
hits.
Producer. Yeah. That made all
Weezy
the hits.
We's out of here.
Okay.
So, everybody else who you doing features with who didn't block you, I mean, I think it'll be hard for him. I think it'll be hard for him, but you can't say never with this world.
Right.
Yeah.
You can't say never with this world. You might have a billionaire.
But some people
grab him and put 200 million behind him.
But some people are saying,
and make him make a whole different type and make him make EDE music.
But some people are saying, since Young Thug didn't say anything, it's
you heard
okay.
What his lawyer said, right?
What?
We didn't know about none of this. All these people are making statements to get deals. Jeffrey didn't know about none of this.
Okay.
And when you let me tell you how the court go.
What?
Hold on.
Oh, yeah.
You good? When it's a game, any plea deal that comes about, everybody lawyers come together and you sit at that table and you see if you want to do anything together.
Everybody's lawyer.
Yeah.
Yes.
You come together.
Okay.
You come together. That's the only way. He knew what he was doing. Like, He knew what he was doing. He didn't have to do that. That dude gave him a chance. None of them dudes had to do that to Thugger, bro. That dude gave them a chance. You know, a lot of them got children because of Thugger. You met your baby mama by hanging with Thugger. You fucked him. You made up, met her by hanging. You got to be grateful. People be thinking, you got to be grateful, bro. We going in this shit and we riding this shit out. Oh, we going on the bull and we riding this shit out. Because now you don't think about the consequences of all the other stuff that come behind it. Okay, what if you get free, Thugger do 100 years, and somebody just see you and won't smoke your motherfucking head? A real Thugger fan just look at you walking down the street and just won't smoke your motherfucking head. Not your children. When they go to school, your daddy's a rat. Jeez! You don't think about all the other people you affect when you become a snitch. You just think about, and anybody chasing up for a snitch is a bitch. Because you don't care, it hurts the children. The children hurt when you go to prison. Man, the children hurt. We've been hurting for years in the ghetto behind our daddy going to jail. Our people in prison. The rats are hurting the children. You fuck the nigga in jail. Everybody go to jail, you going to jail because God put you in jail. It's not a mistake. It's not a mistake. That's why the rats, they end up dying. They end up fucking running into a brick wall. Because God don't sleep, bro. And like, all those rats and people supporting rats, they're not thinking about the kids. When you rat on somebody, when that person goes, his kids suffer. Be a man. Stand up for you. Let him get his, let God give him his karma. You don't be God, bitch. Yeah, bitch, you being God. You send a nigga to jail. Let God be his karma. Go lay down, nigga. Come back. You said it on the song. I would never be a rat. I would never tell cap.
Well, he chose that a different life. He said that life ain't for him.
Like, bro.
You know, I think a lot of people are really upset, too, because they're like, man, you only going to do a couple years, man. It's not like these folks is about to give you 20, 30 years, especially, you know, the amount of years that Thug is facing.
You don't do that to your brother, bro. It's just a code we vowed to. And they just trying to make that code go away. But as long as people like me here,
you gonna hold them accountable.
I'm gonna hold you accountable. You will not be spared, you know. And that's basically it, man. You can't be doing this to people's families, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he wasn't thinking about Thugger Kid. None of them niggas who told, they wasn't thinking how them kids gonna hurt if they dare to get a life sentence. None of them, that was nothing on their mind. Niggas be thinking about getting back to this designer shit, man. Getting back to these bitches who getting fucked right now. That's what be on their mind, man. I done joke with niggas. Trying to write that girl, get back to the pussy, man. Yeah, bro, it don't be about none of that. Nigga don't never think about how his kids gonna suffer without having Thug up with that bag out here, without having Thug out here as a daddy to take them places. They don't think about that. They trying to get back to them motherfucking red boots, nigga. Them fucking Mario boots. They trying to get back to see what Virgil was gonna come out with next. Hey, this nigga ain't built like that, bro.
Talking that shit, ain't he?
Nah, he talking that shit for real.
We appreciate you for stopping by the Baller Alert Show. Okay. I hope you return. Before we get out of here, though, we got a pep talk with Lil Boosie.
Boosie badass. We locked in with Baller Alert. All the G's out there, y'all stay tuned. I got my new album coming. It's called The Best Album of 2023. And I need y'all to support it. You know, I named it that because I hear a lot of bullshit in 2023. So if you feel your album fucking with mine, you can say it, but you know, when you play it, you'll understand that ain't nobody fucking with Boosie.
Can't get enough of Baller Alert? Follow us on all social media platforms at Baller Alert. Log on to BallerAlert.com.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.